Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start this off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's she caught me, loves? You're listening to the Max City Morning Show.
Everybody, Keith Simpson here from Neural Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Neural Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As you know at home, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, everybody. My name is Mirai Zacha. I am a community builder, I would say. I'm a mom, a teacher, but I'm also the executive director of the Mandlas Foundation, a nonprofit organization here in town.
That's right. And so you guys have been doing a lot of different things in the community since last time you were here. Mm-hmm. So you have an event coming up this weekend on Sunday.
Yes.
So what is that about?
The event is the Mandla's Day. Every year we celebrate the life of my late daughter, Mandla, by doing different activities in town, different activities, like I said. And this year we will do that on Sunday, March 19th, from 5:30 to 7:30 at the YMCA in Eagle Ridge.
Okay, and what are you guys going to be doing as your activity this year?
This year we're going to make a donation to a local school. Okay. We've done that the past 3 years. We are also going to showcase all of the activities that we are doing in the community, all of the programs we have launched and running.
Yeah, and what are those programs? Because last time you were here, you were talking about giving away, like, people could pick up computers or instruments and whatnot. So, it's been almost 2 years now since you've been on the show. So, yeah. I don't know. So, let's hear about some of the things you've been able to accomplish.
Yesterday, we launched our first community program which is reaching out to the kids in the community. It's called the French Club. And it's a program where we're having the kids that we want them to learn French. We're teaching them French in a really fun environment. It's not school. It's really a club. So it's a social activity while they're learning French. But beside that, just like you said, we have the Chromebooks program, which is available. And we also have the music program that will be launching soon with my partner, Rory O'Hearn from Old Town.
Mr. Rory?
Mr. Rory, the famous Mr. Rory.
Okay.
And so we will have two programs. We'll start with two programs, which are hip-hop and gospel.
Okay.
So that's what we will be doing soon. The other one is in partnership with Mr. Rory and the Old Town Record, we are having kind of a studio for people that the Mandlas Foundation was fortunate enough to have a grant that allowed us to purchase music instrument.
Oh, fantastic.
So we will have people coming to record music if they want to.
Okay.
Our goal really is to try to bring to the city of Fort McMurray urban music, because we are kind of lacking a little bit of that, right?
That's right. Yeah. There's not a lot of urban music going on here.
No, there's not.
Yeah. That being said, it's much better than it used to be. When I was a child growing up here, we had two radio stations, Rock and Country. Kix 98 was what it was called back in the day. Mm-hmm. And me and my friends would call in every weekend and ask them to play rap music. Biggie Smalls, Tupac, even TLC. Anything.
Even TLC.
TLC's not even rap. But they had Lisa Left Eye Lopez, who would rap. So this is like Waterfalls is out. That's a very popular song. And so we were like, okay, meet us halfway. Hey, play Waterfalls. And we'd call in, and they would never play the version with her rapping in it.
Aww.
So I will say that the radio station now does have some like hip hop and rap. Mm-hmm. And so they've come a very far way from when I was growing up in this community. But still, not a lot.
And we have people in town that are really into reggaeton, into reggae music, into hip-hop and R&B.
Yeah.
So we would like to give them the opportunity to come and record their own music.
Yeah.
So, we are working in partnership with the Old Town for that.
Yeah, nice. This summer, and I did not go to, I didn't get to attend, unfortunately, but there was a Soca night. I don't know which DJ, but some DJ in town put on a Soca night at Bailey's Pub. And I was just like, oh, man, I had some friends. And they said it was well attended. But that just goes to show what the diversity in this community is that you could have. Because Soca is a very different type of reggae. Mm-hmm. For you to be able to put on that kind of concert and have people go and support it.
And have people attend, yeah.
Means that, hey, people are out there and they want to hear it.
I think we have a really diverse community, and people are, you know, they want to hear something different.
That's right.
And I'm glad that we will be able to provide that.
Yeah.
And also another program that we have is that people in town, that we have different DJs here, different artists that are playing here, they can come and rent the music instrument. That
oh, very
because
cool.
Because they're really like top-notch music
That's right.
instrument. So
neat. So I've been thinking about something since you said you were coming.
Okay.
Last time you were here, you told us one of your favorite artists is Usher.
Oh, everybody knows that.
So just recently, I was looking at YouTube, and I noticed that he has a new hair color. Have you seen his new hair color? Okay, well,
Isn't
I'll tell
blonde?
You. It's blonde.
There you go.
Very, very blonde.
If it's
so
Usher, I don't know. I don't think I can.
So
I spot everything I want, Usher.
I wanted to see, like, if you saw and what you thought about his new hair color.
I'm not too much of a fan. Like, my Usher is the Usher of, you know, the 2000.
That's
know,
right. Yeah. With the tight, proper hair.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm not liking, I got to be honest, like, I don't think it suits him very well.
I didn't like that much.
Yeah, especially with the hair that he's, like, he has longer hair as well. It's not like Cisco.
Oh, it cannot be. Yeah. Nobody can do the Cisco thing.
That's right. Yeah. Anna wants to chime in on this one.
Not everybody can pull off blonde.
No. Hey, no. There we go. I, when I was a youngster and I got grounded for this, I wanted everybody back in the day had like silver tips in their hair. And I grew up here in Fort McMurray, Alberta.
Mr. NSYNC.
That's right. And so I wanted to dye my hair and I wanted it to have like silver in the top.
Yeah.
And so I was not allowed. This was very forbidden in my house to have your hair dyed. And I said, you know what? I'm rolling dice. I'm doing it anyways. And I got my next door neighbor, Amy Hollett, to help me out dye my hair. And so we put the cap on and she pulled my hair. And my hair was short. I didn't have long hair to begin with. And it started to smell and it started to burn a little bit. And I was like, get this out. I don't like this. Anyways, my hair never went blonde. It turned like a copperish color. It looked horrendous.
Oh, no.
And I got grounded, and we're not going to go into the punishment because it was corporal, but
the old days. Yeah,
and I was just like, never got that blonde hair.
I would have just let you go through with it because I'm fully expecting you would have got it enough at school for that hair.
No, I never got teased as much as you would think at school. I got away with it at school. It was in the household that like, I thought it looked horrible. And the fact of the matter was, like, it was so faint that you really couldn't
see
it anyways. Like, I wish my friends would have made more fun. Well, I'm glad they didn't. But my friends could have made way more fun of me. But
they should have.
They should have. it was definitely a missed opportunity, for sure.
You know, I don't know if I can pull up the blonde, though.
Yeah.
Like, I'm always, like, reddish red.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what your colors are that you
know
stick with.
Yeah.
I'm good with black and gray. So last time you came and filmed, because you filmed with us twice now, you brought your daughter last time.
Mm-hmm.
How come she's not brave enough to come back and film? I think she's avoiding
you guys.
Yeah.
I don't know. No.
She's so personable.
No, she's doing other things. Yeah.
Yeah. And so what's she up to in the community now?
They're helping me. They're helping me with what I'm doing with the foundation. But, you know, teenage kids, now they are more into their own stuff, and she's into basketball.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
So who, where, what team is she playing for, or is it?
She's at Holy Trinity.
Right.
And she's playing for the night.
Yeah.
But
you were really hoping.
No, but she's Both also she's also doing basketball out of the school, so with Fort McMurray Elite.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so she's really taking it seriously then.
No, she's taking it seriously.
Okay, good for her. That's good.
We are hoping that she will go far with it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, with the elite programs that they have in town, like, they don't just help you hone your skills. They teach you how to become marketable for scouts to see you and putting together your reels and everything. Like, that's a big component. I know
it's a big one. That's why we love them.
My little guy is playing with the Trailblazers right now. Mm-hmm. He's only 8, so they're not getting into that. But, like, I've gone and I've, like, participated in, like, their information nights and stuff. Mm-hmm. And, like, how they help their kids and what the thought process between the program is. And it's phenomenal.
It's phenomenal. The coaches, really, I give them a kudos because they are working, like, I see with my daughter, they're working hard with her.
Yeah.
And she's interested and they are pushing her to do her very best. So,
yeah.
We're very happy with them.
Okay. Nice. Mm. Now, speaking of schools, you teach out of school with Pierre. The Panther?
The Panther.
How's the school year going? It's halfway, well, a little after half, but how has the school year been?
The school year has been great. Like, we have a particularity at the call sample. It's like a family.
It really is.
I always said, for me, and with what I've been through, it was the best place for me to be. Mm-hmm. The support is amazing. Like, I feel at home. Yeah. The administration is just so understanding and so supportive, really. So
yeah,
I cannot say enough about Eco Sample.
Yeah, yeah. I just went to a basketball tournament there, and my little guy was, I'm gonna work the canteen because he's not quite old enough to play on the team yet, and it was great.
Yeah,
like, all the teachers were there. They were help supporting. They were cheering on the other teams as well. Like, it really is a family environment when you go
it's
there.
It's a family environment. That's you know, that's what best describes us. Like, we are there for each other all the time.
Yeah,
through thick and thin.
That's right. Yeah, no, it's very it's very visible. There's no doubt about that. But Tanner tapped his phone just a few seconds ago. That means he's ready with his questions for the Max City Minute. Okay. But before we jump into that, we're going to throw it to a sponsor, Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
And we're back. Thank you, Carrie from Patchouli Rose. We do appreciate your ongoing support. Tanner, hit her with the Max City Minute.
Alrighty, question number one for you today. What is your favorite song to dance to?
Oh, it depends. It depends on my mood. Usually in the morning, I will listen to Chocolat from Alan Cave. It's a compa music. If you put You Got It Bad from Usher, of course. Like, what are you talking about? Like, everything Usher, like, I'm in, right? If not, some Afrobeat music. Yeah, I will, dance a little bit to that.
Question number two. What is your favorite thing about helping the youth of Fort McMurray?
For me, it's giving back. For me, it's giving. It's continuing to love my daughter in a certain way, because those are the things I will have done with for her and with her. So giving back to the community helps me to breathe and to heal, and it also provide me with joy.
Question number three. What is one instrument you enjoy listening to the most?
I will say ukulele. Not because I play ukulele, but because it was Mandla's favorite instrument.
Okay. Question number four. What is one meal you enjoy cooking the most that you think people would enjoy to eat?
I'm not a cook, Tanner. I don't enjoy cooking, but no, I don't. I can cook, but I don't enjoy it. What? Chicken, meat, all kind of meat. Yeah.
Can't go wrong. No. And your final question. What is one thing you hope to achieve in the future with your project?
I hope to reach out to as many people as we can. I hope to have people bring joy to people or help families that are in need and they cannot provide for the kids. Okay. Yeah, so.
And those have been your five questions.
Thank you, Dan.
I am not one to cook. I don't enjoy it. I've only recently, over the last few years, learned how to even do it. Mm-hmm. That being said, I make an amazing burger. It was one of those things I love to eat personally.
Yeah.
And like, I love going to restaurants. I love eating burgers. So I figured if I'm going to learn how to cook a burger, I'm going to have to learn how to cook it extremely well. And it is like, I'll throw out the competition. Like, I make a mean burger, but even when I'm making it, I don't like what I'm doing.
Well, I don't enjoy it, but I can cook. I can cook African food. I can cook, you know, lasagna. I can do that, but I don't enjoy it. Like, it's not my passion. Like,
that's right. That's
white
right.
people food. That's the term you're looking for. Yeah. Lasagna and stuff, that's white people food.
Yeah. Facts on facts.
But you know what? White people food, if you put spice on it, it's like food.
It's but then it's not white people food anymore.
I know.
Yeah, you can't add those flavorings.
No, as soon as you put the flavoring on it, it's no longer white people food.
Yeah. I was hanging out with some of my white friends this weekend, and we were talking about foods during the holidays. Mm-hmm. And like, he was saying, like, oh, I remember all of these salads. And I was just like, what? And then he was just like, salad. And he was talking about like potato salad and macaroni salad and hash brown salad. And I was like, for one, in my opinion, none of these are salads.
Okay.
Salad is like
lettuce.
And then you can put other things. As soon as you start putting marshmallows and all this other nonsense in it, I'm like,
it's not salad.
That's
anymore.
Not salad.
Yeah.
And he's just like, yeah. And I was like, so you're telling me like all your family would come over and like they like a potluck style, like during Christmas or stuff, mm-hmm. and they'd bring their salads. And he's like, yeah. Like, how many salads are we talking about?
Salads?
He's like, I don't know, like six different salads. I'm like, what? And he was saying, yeah, they had like stuffing and everything else, but salads were the go-to jam. So then I was like, well, what about desserts? He's just like, you know what? There was really not a lot of desserts. It was all about the salads. I'm like, that doesn't sound like a Christmas I want to show up to.
And what about the main course? Like, you know, where's the food?
Yeah, he would like, they would have turkeys and hams and stuff, but like,
everything like
salad was really the go-to jam. So depending on like where you go, you know?
And depending on the traditions, right?
Like, yeah, so my whole thing where I think I've told this on the show once, so this is not like a reoccurring story. I'm part of the Multicultural Association now. I sit on their board.
Oh, okay.
And the reason I do is because we had a lovely guest come and make us some butter chicken, myself and Tanner, right?
Oh,
and
it
so
was good.
It was unbelievable. So I took it home for my son and my wife to like eat, and they had roti with it, and it was awesome. Anyways, the chicken was just a whole chicken. She didn't like debone it. It wasn't a chicken breast. It was just in there. So anyways, I didn't think about it. So I just ate it, and I started eating it, and my son was like, oh, it has a bone in it. And I was just like,
I know, hey, the kids,
I was like, just use your mouth. And he's just like, what? So don't worry about it. So anyways, he takes another bite, and he's like, oh, it has another bone in it. I'm like, yeah, man, you just need to eat around the bone,
exactly.
Keegan. And he was just like, what? And I said, oh, no, my son doesn't know how to eat around a bone. And so I was like, this is ridiculous. So I had to explain to him, like, you put in your mouth, and, like, you can – around. And then he's like, well, what do I do with the bone? I'm like, you spit it out.
Exactly.
And he's like, how? And I'm like, you can spit in your hand, or you can just get close to the plate and you can spit. And he's just like, oh. And so then I decided to really blow his mind. I said, you want to see something really blow? And then he said, what? So then I started to use my hands to eat the food. And he was just mind blown. And I was like, this is ridiculous. I was like, I'm not doing a good enough job as like a colored father.
No,
my son doesn't know this stuff.
It's not just you, though. It's not just you. You know, from my culture, sometimes we're shocked.
That's right.
Shocked.
That's right.
Because
that's right.
But we don't.
That's right.
But we don't take food.
That's
so
right.
I had to bring them to see how we eat.
That's right.
And I enjoy my white people food. White people food.
And if you are from a different the culture,
that's
too, right?
Right? That's
I
right.
don't. Now I'm. No.
That's right. That's right. You have to. But like, I. You have to. But like, I didn't. Parents are immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
So it's. They're immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just. A home of immigrant parents. of immigrant parents. We're so after that I said, oh, I'm embarrassed, and I told them the story. And
why not?
Here we are. Yeah. Here we are. Yeah. And I called my mom. I called my mom that. And these things, when he's over, like, start playing reggae.
Food that we grew up eating, right?
Even grandma, our grandma, my mom, his grandma. And he's just like, okay, like I, and during Christmas, everything. But yeah, it's just something you take for granted.
Oh yeah, and I have one. My two kids. There's one who is like kind of, you know, not really into that, but the other one is really into all of the cultural food and, you know, and clothing that we do. And you know, I'm like, okay, if this one can learn, then I will, you know,
you'll teach.
I will teach her.
That's right. Yeah. Well, listen, Tanner's tapped his wrist for the second or third time. Mm-hmm. That means we are out of time.
Okay.
But before we cut you loose, as you know, you get a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
I want to plug Altan Records, my partner in all of our music programs. And I just love the fact that they are bringing something new to the community, and they are helping Mandla's Foundation, you know, provide programs that we can provide to the community.
There we go. Awesome.
To them.
There we go. Well, for McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. It does mean the world to us. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. You're about to see her ad right now. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.